It's good to be here. If you want to turn and hold your place, go into Mark 4, chapter 4. When you find that, hold it. I'm going to go up the road and I'll come back and I'll get you. Praise the Lord. We're dealing, and this makes the third week, on the parable of the sower. The stony ground is what I want to address today. The last two Sundays we brought out that our heart is the ground that God's looking for to sow his seeds in to bring a harvest of fruit. Work on me, Jesus. Oh God. By inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Paul wrote to the Corinthian saints in 1 Corinthians 3:9, ye are God's husbandry. Listen to this. Ye are God's building. How many knows that God wants to make us better? Build on me, Lord.
Yes.
Work on me. Work inside of me. He's busy working on us.
Right.
He's building something good in you to bring forth righteous fruits that'll give him glory. Now, when the Holy Ghost told the believers at Corinth that they were God's husbandry, listen to this, it means that they were God's tilled land, his tilled land. Their heart that the Lord was working in was his garden. God wants the heart.
Right.
He wants to sow the seed of his word down in our heart. Oh God, can I pause right here and say there can never be a garden, never be any fruit until the rough, hard, crusty ground is plowed, broken up, and made soft for the precious seed. The rocks has to be removed out of it. Praise be to the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that God gave me a good dose of salvation when I came to him.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost conviction got a hold of my heart and I saw my need. And I tell you, I had one foot in hell and the other one slipping in on the drugs and the alcohol. I know what it's like. But when I bowed on my knees at an altar, I gave God my whole heart and I said, Lord, I don't ever want to look back, never think of back, Lord, to what you brought me out of. What we need in this hour is the fear of God. Lord, I don't want the devil getting a hold of my life. I don't want the world getting in my heart. I never want my heart to get hard and crusty to where that he can't work on me. Oh, Jesus. The people, Brother Nathan, in the prophet Hosea's day, they were living in one of the most spiritually corrupt and unjust periods in Israel's history. Adultery, drunkenness, idol worship, moral decay was everywhere because the people's hearts were turned away. And they became hardened to the voice of the Lord. Can I ask, what was the remedy for their condition? Does anybody know? What was the remedy? How could they ever rise above their hardened condition and bear fruit for the Lord? What is the answer? The cure lied within their hearts. Something had to be done inside of their hearts to soften them and to change them. Say, soften with me.
Soften
me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give me an humble and a willing heart to hear you and to obey you. Lord, when you get my attention, I want to say, yes, Lord, speak to me to make me better. I don't want this generation hardened me. We're living in a time of hardness, children.
Right.
People's hearts are so hard and so far away, and it's hard to reach them, hard to touch them, hard to deal with them. But I don't want to be that way.
Come on.
I want Holy Ghost conviction to get a hold of me.
Yes.
Break up, God, that fallow ground within me and sow your precious seeds. Hosea 10 and 12, you probably could quote it. The prophet cried out to the people, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, till they come and rain righteousness upon you.
Yes.
Do you all know and realize what fallow ground is?
Yes.
It is ground that had been previously tilled. Previously in the past had been cultivated. That at one time brought forth fruit from the seed that was sown in it. But now has been left idle. I don't want to go idle. Oh, Lord, help me, God, I pray. Keep right on pressing. Keep right on a praying. The ground has been let go and untended, and now it's become hard and overgrown with thorns and weeds. Children, I'm dealing today with hearts, our hearts. Jesus said in this parable, the seed that fell upon the good ground, he went on to say, it brought forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold.
Right, right.
Praise be to the Lord. And you raise your hand and say, my heart is your garden, Lord. It is your tilled land. Lord, you're looking for a soft heart. Run the plow through me, Lord, if you have to. Lay the dirt over. Run the disc over me. Let me see my need, Jesus. And when you break me, mold me, and shape me, fill me, Lord, with your spirit. Oh, God, do a work inside of my heart. And you say, I want the heart of the Lord. I want a mind of Christ. Hey, Lord. I tell you, Brother Nathan, it's time that we got to dig down deep. Hey, Lord, and humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will lift us up. Break me, mold me, make me, shape me. Keep me, Lord, in this hour from getting hard in my nature.
Yes.
Oh, God. I know I'm called to preach, but sometimes I don't want to preach. Children, listen. In this lesson, we're dealing with hard times, hard ground, hard people,
yes,
that have hard ways.
Sure.
Oh, God. Before we start on the stony ground where you're at, I want you to know that our generation today is hardened.
Yes.
People are hard to reach.
Right.
So hard to touch. Hard to deal with. It seems that a spirit of anger and madness just hovers over our society.
Right.
People have a miserable character. They're hard to reason with, filled with hate and discontent for their own selves. They're miserable. And others, listen, if we're not careful, the coldness of spirit and the bad attitude and the feelings can get a hold of us if we don't pray and stay in touch with the Lord.
Right.
I don't want a bad attitude.
Right.
I don't. Jesus, give me an excellent spirit.
Yes.
Raise your little hand right now. Lord, help me to have a receptive spirit.
Yes.
An humble attitude.
Yes.
Fill me, Lord, with your love, your tenderness. Oh, the tenderness of the Savior. Oh, the gentleness of the Shepherd. Give it to me, Lord. People all around me, I see the hardness.
Yes.
I see their hearts are crusty. They're miserable. They're not happy. They have no joy. God, this is the reason that the Lord called for a church where the Holy Ghost leads.
Yes.
This is why we assemble ourselves together to worship and pray for one another. Oh God, it encourages us. It draws us closer. It keeps our hearts soft and humble that God can work in it. It builds us up and makes us strong. It keeps us in the love of God and ready for heaven. Can we pause right here and say, Lord, I'm not letting the spirit of this world inside of my heart. I'm going to stay humble and in the presence of God. Can you say, I'd rather be and I'd rather stay in the house that love built? Hallelujah. God, I felt that. Lord, our God is love. Our God is light. I'm telling you, where the presence of the Lord is, there will be sweetness and a divine love from the glory world. Ain't you glad of that? He got a hold of my heart one day and he squeezed it with conviction. I fell on my knees and opened it wide open, and the Lord came down, and the Spirit of the Lord came down like rain. And it softened the ground of my heart. I feel like today that I want to bear fruit for the Lord. I feel like the blooms are beginning to bloom. And the flowers of the springtime. When you go up and down the road and look at people's lawns and landscape. Oh, the beautiful flowers. But did you know the Spirit of God wants to come down and plant something beautiful? Hey, down inside of your heart, and you say, let me bloom for you, Jesus, let me bear that fruit, and my fruit shall remain. Hallelujah.
All right.
Yes.
That's the key. Remains.
Holy, 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 holy. We need a constant watering. Brother Nathan, have you ever had times you had to just go out and pull out the water hose? It ain't rained for a while. Hooked to the side, your hose over there. I've had to do it. It ain't rained for a while. I look at my grass. It's turning brown. It ain't growed very much at all. Dry spells. Children, we all go through dry spells. There's people all around us, children, that are going through dry places. I go over there and I pull that water hose out as far as it'll reach. All the backside of my house, where my garden, where my flowers, some of my flowers is, I don't want to see them die. I don't want those flowers that I spent time to plow the ground and disc it and sow the seed. I don't want it to die.
Come on.
I got little flowers coming up right now. I took a big old 8-horsepower Troy built, and I plowed me up a big section. Mary and I went and got over, how many, 56 packs of flower seed, all kind, beautiful little feathers, from about 8 inches up to a foot and a half, all kind of colors. Now, I've got a lot of work in that garden. And to keep the deer out of it, I had to go to Lowe's and get them great big old long steel holes, drive them in the ground, and put four big strands, 30-pound test fish line around that to keep the deers out. Yeah. Children, if you've got something special, listen, I feel teaching ground.
Wow.
If you're in this thing and you want to make it good and you want it to prosper, I've got too much work in it to let the deers, the enemy, I call them, to get in and just tear it all up.
Amen.
Holy God.
Come on now.
Right.
And when I see, I've already had to do it. Pull that water hose out, I'd say 60, at least 60 foot.
Yeah.
Turn that water on. I put it on a real fine spray. Sometimes, you know, you get in a service and a Holy Ghost gushing outpour. You know, that's basically a moment. People leave revivals and stirred. The Spirit of God came in, waves of glory, power. A heavy rain came down. We're so apt to forget those times. We're so apt to get away from it and forget it. But you take a slow, steady mist in a time that you're quiet before the Lord. How many can say, Lord, help me to get quiet before you? Raise your hand, raise your hand. I need the dew.
Oh, yes.
Dew will do for you what rain can't. It'll do it. We need a downpour. We need a soaking. We need those showers of blessing. But can I tell you, it's in those times and those quiet times I can get away with the Lord in His Word and in His Bible, my Bible, and read it and soak myself with it. And there's a little gentle mist that comes down so gentle, and it soaks the garden of your heart. Holy God, I set that real fine mist, and I just soaked the ground. I don't want to lose it. Can you tell the Lord right now, I've come this far, dear Lord, and I know a lot of people has left you. I know a lot of people's turning hard. I know a lot of people has backslid. They're backing up. A lot of them don't even, they won't even confess that they're backslid. They're away from you. But Lord, they're going through emotion, and they don't have any power in their life. They don't have any anointing in their life. They used to.
Yeah.
Come on.
They used to shout.
All right.
They used to bear fruit.
Uh-huh.
Used to feel the showers and have the showers of blessings coming over. Listen, I've already worked too hard. I've got tomato plants, dear brother, up about this high, and balloons is all on every one of them except one. Poor little fella, he's slow. But I still got hope for it because it's just as tall as the others.
It's so gross.
The stature, it's just as high as the other tomatoes. And look at all those other ones, little yellow balloons like it right there coming out. And just think, 30, maybe a month down the road, I can go out there. And the effort, listen, that I took to protect that garden, to keep the deers out of it, and to make sure when the dry times and the dry spells came, that I watered it, I did my part. Raise your hand, I want to do my part, God. Oh, Lord, I want to do my part. Soften me. I got to do my part to stay soft, to stay moist in my soul before the Lord. Ooh, I feel Him. Oh, I feel Him. I ain't going to lose them tomatoes. A month down the road, sissy, I'll go out there. I'll pick me a big red tomato like this right here. And I'll come in and get me a plate and slice it up. Put it on my hamburger. Put it on my bologna sandwich. Thank you, Lord. They ain't nothing. Come on. I believe we can enjoy our own work. Oh, God. I felt that. Hallelujah to God. Hey, Lord, I believe we can enjoy our own fruit. Hey, Lord. It feels good to taste of somebody else's fruit and drink from their well and the splash over in their life. But to know that I paid a price and I prayed. Hallelujah. And I soaked myself in the water of His Word. It means everything when I can enjoy my own fruit.
Yeah.
All that was off the cuff. I didn't have any of it.
God.
I'm going to protect what I got.
Yes.
I'm not going to let myself get fallow ground. I ain't going to let myself get in a state of idleness.
Sure.
An idle soul shall suffer hunger.
Yes.
A liberal soul that gives shall be made fat. Oh, God. I ain't got to where I told you to turn. I thank you, Lord, for my church. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters. I'm not letting the world in my heart. I'm staying with God's anointed, God's chosen few. Oh, Lord, children, listen. I don't know how far I get in this. I'm dealing today with hard things, hard places, hard circumstances. Is anybody there today in a hard circumstance or a situation? We'll all have to battle, Brother Ronnie. We're all going to have to deal with a lot of things in our Christian life. There's no way around it. We'll have to deal with people that have hard spirits and hard natures. We'll all have to go deeper in the good soil to stand and to endure. Can you say today, Lord, I want to go deeper.
Yes.
deeper. Deeper in my heart, Lord. Go deeper, go deeper, go deeper.
Come on.
All right, let's look now at the stony ground. Mark 4, look at verse 5 and 6, and then we'll jump over to verse 16 and 17. Jesus, there was a great multitude there, and he got in a boat, and he launched out just a little bit to where he could see everybody on that shore. Listen real close here. God knows everything. I want you to know today that God sees us here in this service,
yes. And
he knows where we are spiritually. He knows the condition that we are all in. And I'm sure that Jesus looked out over that multitude, and he thought to himself, I wonder how many grounds will be offered to me to really sow my seed in. And some, verse 5, some of the seeds fell on what?
Stony ground.
Where it had not much earth. Not much. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, no depth, no root, it withered away. Look at verse 16 where Jesus explains this stony ground. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, where they have heard the word. When they heard it, immediately they received it with gladness. Verse 17, and have no root in themselves, and so endured for a time. Jesus said they endured for a little while. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately, they are offended. You may be seated. The Greek word here, children, for offended means they hit a hard place in their life that was a stumbling block to their faith, and it caused them to fall away. In other words, these people, when they came to the Lord, here we go, are you ready? When they came to the Lord, they expected life to go good with no hard trials. They didn't dig and go deep enough to take good root. They did not pray to remove the stones of hindrance in their life, to allow the Spirit of God to make them strong. These ones were uncommitted.
Yes.
Can you tell the Lord today, God, I want to be committed.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, God, sometimes I need to be recommitted.
Yeah.
Holy Lord. These people are shallow Christians. They were expecting life to be happy-go-lucky with smooth sailing and fun. These type of professing Christians only rode on the surface and believed God would bless them and keep them. A lot of people fall into this category. Thousands, even millions. They won't be able to endure and stand when trials and hard times come because they didn't go deep enough. Help me, Lord, to go deeper. How many knows there's deeper depths in God?
Yes.
There's deeper places in him.
Right.
Oh, God. To this group of people, Jesus said the word was preached. They heard it. How many times, Brother Nathan, have you seen people? They heard it.
Right.
They really heard it.
Sure.
God touched them.
Sure did.
God touched them, and they felt it. Oh, Lord.
Come on.
They heard the message of the cross. God's good grace and the love of a Savior.
Yeah.
It sounded so good to them. It felt good. It touched their heart. And they received it with joy. The seeds immediately sprouted and shot up with promise. But there was only one problem. There wasn't much cultivated soil because the ground had many stones in it. No depthness of good soft soil to work in. Their experience and victory was short-lived. It came to me today, I was typing on this and finishing it. I was at home until I got married. I was 25, Mary was 23 when we got married. But I remember ever since I was a little boy, Brother Nathan, helping Daddy in his garden. He'd get that big old gravely tractor out in the springtime. Well, it's time to sow some seeds, he'd say. It's time to have a garden. Your mommy's going to can, son, and she's going to put up food if we have a good harvest. But it's going to take some work. I'm going to have to plow the garden. I tell you, I can see this. I can even hear that old gravely tractor. Dad get a hold of that thing, and he buried it in the ground, and laid in the ground, and turned that soil up 6 to 8 inches deep. Don't ask me. From the time I was little till I left home, every year, Mommy and I went out there and followed Daddy. Don't ask me where the stones came from. Daddy would plow that whole garden, and some stones so big it stopped the motor. The motor would lock up. That thing would rear up like a mule. It hit a big rock. Lose the engine. It die. I want to tell you something, children. Listen to me close. It's going to cost you to go deeper.
Right.
Oh, God. We're going to run into some things. We may, before we get out of here, and I look for Jesus to come any time, but should he tarries his coming, we're going to run into hard places and hard things. Mommy and I had a bucket. Mommy had a bucket too. We would follow Daddy from one end of that garden to the other, picking up stones as they kicked up and kicked up and kicked up little stones that you didn't think, you know, would be much trouble, and great big ones. I'd fill my bucket up and go down. Mommy'd fill her bucket up and go down and throw it over in the creek, over the bank, right there at the end of the garden, over into the creek. You would think, listen now, you would think after 1 year of following Daddy and hit plowing deep and tilling that ground that we would have got all the rocks out.
Yeah.
The next year came around. Listen now, I'm 72 years old. I was 25 when I left home. Every year, Daddy'd start that big gravely. He said, it's time to have a garden. Mommy's going to put some food up for the winter. And he'd set that plow down, and he would plow a furrow all the way down. And Mommy and I'd get our buckets and fill up for years. For years. You would think that plot of ground, the same plot of ground, you would think that there would be no more stones. Children, God looks below the surface and he knows that there's stones sometimes in our life that we don't even realize. I felt God right there. Raise your hand. Sometimes we don't realize the stones, the little ones, the hard rocks that are in the garden of our heart until the plow brings it up out of there.
Good
come on.
Yes.
Oh, God, help me today.
Yes, come on.
I saw my need, brother. I saw my need today, yesterday, seeing my own soul before the Lord and typing all of this out. Jesus, get a hold of me. Plow me deep, plow me deep, plow me deep. You think all those years, Sister Sherry, all the rocks would have been gone. Brother Nathan, I don't know where in the world they come from. I honestly don't. I honestly don't. It looks like after 8 or 10 years, you would think there'd be no more stones there. It would all be clear ground. We don't realize until a service comes and you preach and people see their need, the plow runs through the ground. I did not know I had that hard place in me.
Come on.
I did not realize that heart condition I was getting in. Can we love him right here, right now? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Plow me, Jesus. Let me see my condition. You're looking into the ground of my heart.
Oh, yes.
Holy, holy, man, I feel him.
Hallelujah.
I feel him. I want a good garden.
Yes.
I want Jesus to be happy when he comes. I want to be able to yield him baskets of fruit. Here, dear Lord. Here's what I paid a price for. Here's what I labored for. I did not quit. I felt that go over me. I did not quit. Come on, come on. I'm not a quitting. I'm not going to quit. No, I won't. I'm going to keep right on praying. I'm going to keep right on a digging. Show me, Lord. Show me my faults and my failures. I'm here today to teach all of us. Beware of the condition of our hearts.
Yes.
Watch and guard it. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your heart is where you really live. It's inside your emotions, your feelings. Everything about you proceeds from the heart. God, I want a good heart. Holy, holy, holy. That's where you live. You live inside of your heart.
Come on.
Don't let your heart become hard.
Come on.
Keep it plowed and tilled in prayer.
Sure.
Keep it soft.
Yes.
Under God's conviction. Can you say, work on me, sweet Holy Ghost? Help me keep the garden, the ground of my heart, free from these stones of hindrance. Can I pause right here and say, what's hindering you? Is there anything that you run up hard against that is hindering you?
Whoa.
Is there something, listen now, is there something in your life, down in deep inside, you know your feelings. Is there something you need control over or to move it out of the way? Oh, God. I want God's word to go deep in my heart and bear fruit. Jesus, put your love in me. I don't want to stumble over one stone in my life. I want to tell us all, the Lord is looking down and he sees below your surface. He's looking deep into your heart right now. He knows what makes you tick. He knows how you think. He knows exactly how you act and how you react. He knows your feelings. All this second category of ground had in it was mostly rocks. And these people could not make it. They didn't make it. They didn't get the victory and make it. You feel that today? Is anybody feeling this today? I'm teaching to my own self too. I want to tell us all, the Lord is looking in our hearts. Here's really where I want to teach. Can anybody tell me, what do you think the stones in people's hearts represent? Now, you could put a lot of titles to them. They all have many names, these stones, Brother Nathan. Remember, stones are the hard things that we have to deal with. Look, for instance, pride and self-will. That's a hard rock, a hard stone. A heart that is set in its own stubborn ways. Self-will. Will you let me go deep enough, the Lord's saying, to root that stone out of you? A heart that is not humble, but rough in nature. Unyielding and hard to get along with. You ever see anybody hard to get along with? Have you ever run into them? You can't deal with them. You can't talk with them. They're going to have their way. They're going to have their way. Where's the yieldingness to the Spirit of God? Oh God, listen. There's many people in this world. You can't deal with them. They're going to go and have their own way. These precious souls don't realize the danger of not having the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God. Bad disposition. The bad disposition of so many souls today is because they don't see and feel their need to pray and open their heart to the Lord and let Him work on them and change them. They won't seek that closeness to be near to the Lord and feel His touch, have His tender love inside. They remain hard and distant for the rest of their life. When they die and leave this world, they'll face God at the judgment, empty, no fruit, hardened, with nothing good to show. I've been serving the Lord over 52 years. I remember David Wilkerson. You ever read any of his writings? David Wilkerson, he told one time, he said he went to visit somebody in his church. They were dying of cancer. This man's laying there, skin and bone, dying of cancer. Brother David Wilkerson walked in, talked with him for a little bit. The man gasped for breath. He said, "Brother David," he said, "I'm ready to go. I know the Lord's going to call and I will answer and I'm ready to go to heaven." He said, "But Brother David," he said, "if I had my life to live over, I would have done more for God and I might have gave Him more of my life." Raise your hand and love Him here today. There's times in our life, listen, we fall short. We could have done more or maybe been better. But oh, he said, "If I had it all to live over, I would have gave God more of my life."
Yes.
Shoot, God. Amen. People need to get closer to the Lord, draw near to Him to get His touch.
Yes.
We live in a stony age, a generation that is hard-hearted toward God and others. The Lord knows, listen, He knows where the trouble spots are.
Yes.
In the lives of every one of us. I'm bringing this lesson home to every one of us, me included. Do you feel like sometimes that you get irritated easy? You get in a bad attitude? You show a hard feeling? I ain't gonna look at y'all. And you have to ask the Lord to help you. Help me, Jesus. Please help me. This is the start, listen, this is the start of becoming hardened if you don't pray and work on yourself in prayer.
Right.
Irritated, aggravated, bad spirit, wake up ahead. And sometimes you wake up, you say, "I never heard that. I got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning." You did?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got up, out of bed. You got up, shouting and dance all the way to get your clothes on. Yeah, man, I've got victory. Man, I feel the Lord. I wished it was that easy. But there is times that we had to, oh man, I felt Him. We had to take time with the Lord. When we get up, we had to put hand number one, Jesus. How many of those you can go through the day with an inward prayer? I praise You. I praise You. Help, raise your hand. I praise You, Jesus. I love You, Lord. I want You. I told Him that all morning before I came to this Sunday school. I need You. I love You. God, I want You. It puts you in a good disposition. My goodness. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. Well, listen, to have the Lord to bless you and prosper you, you're going to have His precious word to work for you, work in you.
Yeah.
We must get every stone of hindrance removed that holds us back. Oh, Lord, would You remove that stubbornness and that pride?
Amen.
out of the ground of my heart. Jesus, give me your nature. If we don't do that, we'll never bear good fruit and righteousness for God. We must get control of these hard dispositions and get the love of Jesus to fill our very soul. Oh Lord, give me that humble heart. Fill me with your Spirit. I need your compassion. Tell him right now, I need your compassion.
Yes, Lord.
Give me, Lord, your mercy. Man, I feel you. Give me your grace. Create in me, O Lord, an excellent spirit. Give me an understanding heart. O God, I desire a glad and a thankful heart that is filled with praise. Jesus, make me a happy Christian. Hallelujah. I'm dealing with hard things today, hard places, hard people, hard circumstances that we're all going to have to battle and we'll have to deal with in our Christian life. I can tell you, and you are human just like I am, frustrations will come. We all get aggravated. It's an irritating time that we live in,
right,
with lots of pressure. There's people in stress all around you. You can feel it. But don't let these things steal your joy,
right,
and take away your peace.
Right.
Spend time with God in prayer. Let His love fill you. Be glad in the Lord and give thanks and praise, and you'll find that He'll work inside of your heart and grow fruits of righteousness. Jesus, I want your gentleness. And I need your gentleness, God. Brother Nathan, you ever heard of R.T. Kendall? R.T. Kendall. He's written several books. R.T. Kendall's a pastor, and he tells in his book about a British missionary couple who moved to a home in Israel. And when they moved in that house, that home, they discovered a dove had built a nest in the eave of their house just outside of their window. They were thrilled and viewed it as a sign that God's blessing was on their ministry. But they noticed every time they slammed the door or got into a heated argument, whenever they raised their voices at one another, they watched and realized the dove would flutter away and leave. The couple eventually realized that the dove would not change its nature, and it would not adapt to their loud, disruptive hollerings and habits. They sat down and talked it all over. If they wanted to keep the dove and have it to stay, they had to change their behavior. God used this bird, the dove, to show them that His Spirit is very sensitive.
Yes.
And to keep Him around, our words and actions and attitudes could not be loud and boisterous, tempers and anger. The Lord used this to let them know that Spirit is so gentle and peaceful, and that we can easily grieve the Holy Ghost and cause God's presence and anointing to depart out of our life. We're going to